Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Exactly, are we talking about? Just wondering.
Oh, we know. The founding fathers of America. Yeah, exactly right. Stars and Stripes, USA, baby. Not Joe Biden's America. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a good point, because America depends on who you ask, right?
Yeah, racist, oppressive.
Now, that's the America of the woke left.
Truly.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the program. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn. Got super producer Chris Larson working the calendar. All our great guests here on the program, as well as Dan the Man answering your calls when you call today. Republicans gather tonight and tomorrow in Bismarck for their convention. This is North Dakota Republicans. And the big race everybody is watching is for the U.S. Senate. Endorsement by the convention. John Hovind, the incumbent, and of course Rick Becker, the challenger. I've said from the beginning, I think challenges make candidates better. You know, I think it's a chance to not have a layup and not have it be, you know, that there's actually a question before the delegates, and you have a huge amount of people that'll be participating. Look at this. Just look at the actual amount of participation by delegates, people that are going there for a purpose.
Okay.
They are laying their vote out there to shape the future of the Republican Party. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
There'd be about 2,000 people at the Republican convention. I don't think they broke 200 at the Democratic convention. All right.
Hmm.
Now, just think about that a little bit. Just think about the conservative cause in North Dakota compared to the woke liberal cause. We are winning in a big way. Big way. So, remember that. It's easy to sort of get caught up in the TikTok of, I want this or I want that. You know what I want? I want people on the Republican ticket to actually listen and then do. I'm much more interested in what people do in listening and then and doing. And I got an idea today.
There's always a lot of listening, rarely much doing, it seems.
Well, I think that's a natural frustration for any of us related to our politicians, right?
Yeah.
Because we want them to do what we want them to do, and somebody else wants them to do what they want to do. But, you know, I will say this about our congressional delegation. Senator Hovind being the senior member, Senator Kramer, who will be here next hour, by the way, for a full hour with your questions and comments. And I'm going to ask him, as a former party chair, a little bit about this rules battle that's happening tomorrow. If you're a delegate, you're getting texts from one side saying, hey, the rules are wrong, and know the rules and go check the rules, and putting up websites that aren't actual websites. And I, you know, it's just like, oh my gosh. We have a battle on our hands to save this country. We absolutely do. It is a battle. And we only need to look at the headlines in the paper, the evening newscast, listen to the radio, just basic understanding of what is happening day to day to know that everything we care about is under attack. So I have long been a opponent of circular firing squads. That doesn't mean you don't hold people accountable. That doesn't mean you don't tell them, here's what I want, that you speak with a lot and rally others to your side.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel strongly about something, get others who agree with you and make your case. But this take my ball and go home stuff to me is a circular firing squad. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to, you know, these delegates are going this weekend. They've got skin in the game. They're doing something. They're taking their weekend and, you know, hotel rooms and meals and gas and everything else. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So here's my question for you. Knowing what we face as conservatives, as Republicans, who is the better standard bearer in the U.S. Senate? Who has a better track record in the time in public service of getting things done? Is that the incumbent, Senator John Hoeven, or is that the challenger, Rick Becker? A little straw poll today. Tell us who you think should be in that spot, and if you want to, why. We'll do the radio graffiti thing today, so we can get as many of you in as possible. Explain radio graffiti, Kevin, if you would, for the audience.
That's where we do a minute. But get to it. We're all good. Everybody's good. We're having a great day. It's all fine. We're all good. Covered all that. Just get right to it.
You don't need any niceties, you're saying.
Yep.
Tell us what you're on, what's yep. on your mind in a minute or less.
We're having a great day. We hope you are, too. But get right to it.
All right.
That's my only tip.
1 minute. Lay it on us. Okay? How do they call us?
800-228-0550.
You said that too fast.
800-228-0550.
Was that slow enough, Todd? Have you got an affirmation with a ding, 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 ding there? Or?
Just pretend I have it here. Here it is.
Thank you.
You did well. There you go.
Page there. Yeah.
A little pat on the head for you, Kevin.
My first time. I'm very excited.
First time on the bells?
Never as good as the first time, Kevin.
Yeah. First time getting the bells.
See, you can call us 800-228-0550. If I were a delegate this weekend, I would definitely be voting for John Hoeven.
That's nothing but a lucky friend.
No, that's my opinion. My opinion says I want somebody that does, not talks. And if I look at the record of John Hoeven, I know when North Dakotans go say, we want this, we want that, what about this, what about that airbase, what about farmers, ranchers, crop insurance, whatever, that there is someone in Washington, D.C., in the U.S. Senate, whose top job is doing what North Dakotans ask him to do. Now, does that mean every North Dakotan or every Republican is going to say, oh, I love it, that's great? No, of course not. But there's talkers and there's doers. Simple as that. And by the way, that's in every delegation there is. And sometimes the talkers make us feel good. You know? We're like, yes! Thank you! I feel good. Lindsey Graham reminds me of this. I'm so sick of him. Yap. When does anything you say actually come to fruition? You know what I mean? Those people drive me crazy. And you know what? We don't have time. We do not have time on the clock for yappers. We need doers. We need people willing to erect a firewall for everything we care about.
Amen. Yesterday, by the way.
Exactly. So anyway, that's my 2 cents, but I want to find out where you're at today on this. And kudos to the delegates that are taking the time to go there and shape the difference in the party. I appreciate that very much. Okay? All right. You can also text us 701-237-1590. Let's start the clock. Blake and Bismarck, you got a minute. Go.
Yeah, you know, I'm really tired of these fake Republicans that we used to have called Blue Dog Democrats back today. Tom Daschle, Tim Johnson, Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad. They were all pro-life until Newt and the boys took over the House in 94 and they started trying to pass partial birth abortion bans. And then they showed their true colors. So it changed me from a Democrat to a Republican. And that's what I think of with Doug Burgum and John Hoeven. They're former Democrats. Matter of fact, yesterday I listened to Joel Heitkamp is a big fan of John Hoeven. That should tell you all you need to know about John Hoeven. So if we can get somebody in there that we can actually trust when the chips are down a little better, like I feel so far I can with Kevin Becker, then I'm all for it. I'm not a fan of the wolf in sheep's clothing.
All right, appreciate the call. Let me add one little thing related to a Heitkamp being in favor of a candidate and being worried. I think what that Heitkamp is for is sort of like we were for Hillary against Obama. It was called what Rush call that again? Operation Chaos or something when he was, I think.
I forget, but yeah.
There's ulterior motives there, is all I'll say. But anyway, you got your minute. Appreciate the call, and we're keeping track here. We're doing a little straw poll. Linda and Rugby, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Linda.
Hey, good morning. I've long thought that term limits would be a great asset in solving a lot of our problems. And that's not anything they're ever going to vote for. But one way of affecting term limits is by voting out the incumbents. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Arlinda, term limits by another way. Randy and Dickinson. Go ahead, Randy.
I tell you what, I voted for John Hovind many, many times, from the governor all the way to the Senate. I hate to say a lot of times he does good, but a lot of times he disappoints me. I had that lady that said, hey, we need a change. It's time to move on. And I wish him well, but I think it's time for a change.
Appreciate the call, Randy. Thanks a bunch. We'll take a break, come back with more. A little quick flash poll, we'll call it here. And it's Radio Graffiti. One minute only. Lay it on us. 800-228-0550. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new HEI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With HEI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Make today the day you get a better night's sleep with one phone call to MyPillow.com. I was thinking that last night, that MyPillow pillow, the founder, the inventor of that product, Mike Lindell, how much do you think he has improved the lives of people? I mean, you don't get good sleep, nothing goes right, right?
I had to order the travel pillow after my trip. I didn't have
body
one.
Pillow, travel pillow. You got them all now, don't you?
Now I do. I got them all.
Anyway, Mike Lindell, what a patriot. MyPillow.com, here's the number. And by the way, 60% off the sheets and the towels right now, but 50% off about everything else. A great time to buy at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott when you go there to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. You tell them Scott sent you. 21 past 9.
Just a note on that. If you're sitting at the email, man, you know, find a way to shoot an email to Mike, but just thank Mike.
No kidding.
Just thank that guy. I mean, the millions of dollars he spent to, you know, expose what's going on, I just can't say enough about him. You know, he deserves a lot of thanks.
Texter says, how come delegates from Rick Becker's team are getting their personal details posted online? I'm not sure what you mean by that, so I can't answer that question.
Is the game getting a little dirty?
Texter's, well...
Nothing new there.
And now they're battling over the rules.
True.
You know you're losing when you battle over the rules. Hey, let's have a vote on the rules. Oh, my gosh. My eyes are rolling over into the back of my head. So that suggests to me that people are counting numbers and saying, we're not going to win there, so let's go there. Texter says, you're right, Scott. This is a battle, and we need representatives that are willing to get off the bleachers and get in on the field in this fight. This is something we haven't had. Ryan, think about that for a minute. I guess you have to define fight. But if you look at what have been battles on behalf of North Dakota, maybe that's armed service, maybe that's, you know, the military and protecting those assets. The Grand Forks Air Force Base becoming a Space Force installation, also now playing a huge role in the future of the military and space wars, retaining the nuclear triad at Minot, or agriculture. I mean, we punch above our weight class big time. When you look at the population of North Dakota and what North Dakotans, again, go to Washington and say, we need this, they get. Now, does that mean you get everything? No, but you got to define fight here. Before you convince me that nobody's fighting hard enough. Let me say this, too, about John Hovind. John Hovind comes from a banking family. He was president of the Bank of North Dakota, became governor, and became senator. All of that came at pretty significant personal sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Now, I know nobody feels sorry for, you know, a kid from a banking family, but my point is... He's not doing that to enrich himself. He has great personal wealth, one of the highest in the U.S. Fed. But he said, I'll run for governor, put my name out there. I'll run for senator, put my name out there. And if you ask the other 99 members of the Senate, they'd say, nobody's a bigger pain in the butt when they're between what North Dakota wants and what we want. Now, it doesn't mean you don't say, do it better, fight on this front, whatever. But I don't think you can say, there's nothing there. Getting things done does not equate to getting things done right, says another texter. I think Becker is the better choice. Read all the texts online, not cherry-picking them. We read them as they come in. Breathe. Always amazed at people who spend their whole time thinking, you're not being fair, you're not being... Getting calls to come in, reading the texts. Relax. When you're fighting over the rules, you're losing. John and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Scott, I told you a couple of years ago, once in a while you have to take your blinders off. But, you know, I voted for John Holman every time he's run for office, but I'm not sure what age he is, but I think he needs to go out and get a public job for a change. And you mentioned about Grand Forks Air Force Base. Do you know that China is building a wet corn processing plant about 15 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base?
Yes, we followed that extensively. I was, I believe, the first person who wrote a column about this. I brought this up in the air before it was news everywhere. It's been a big concern of mine. And by the way, they're not building anything. They are attempting... to build something, and there is a process underway of which the city of Grand Forks has a hard stop on it. And there's an effort, grassroots effort, which I applaud, in Grand Forks right now to say, how about a city vote on this? So if you get to the point where you say you're going to green light this, then let the voters have a say on that, which I think is a smart move as well. Power to the people. What do you mean by a public job? Isn't that what a U.S. senator is?
Well, I mean a public job like you're doing, like I'm doing.
Private sector.
Not a government job.
Yeah, private sector job. Yeah. Well, of course he has one.
Exactly.
He has one. He's from a banking family, so this is public service on the side of the family business. Back to the blinders comment, John. What are my blinders preventing?
Just you need to take the blinders off and kind of look at things, so to speak, not being so narrow-minded, but look at the overall picture of a delegate or a candidate or even someone who's in office at the time.
What am I missing?
I'm not going to go into detail. I think my minute is up, but I'll just, as what I mentioned before, I mentioned you a couple of years ago that you need to, look more with an open mind.
Okay. Appreciate that. A Biden fan could tell me that, too. You should have more of an open mind about Joe Biden. Kevin, Todd, I mean, so he drools. So he can't string two sentences together. I'm open to the criticism. I just wanted to know more of what you mean. But anyway, appreciate it. Tobias and Fargo, let's get you on the clock. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, cool. Hey, this is like the first time I've ever spoken on your show. I've talked a couple times on Kevin and Alex's show, but this is really cool. So one of my favorite things to do at night is troll the Democrats on those MSN websites. And it's all the same rhetoric. Every time Trump's name comes up, the sheep come running. You can hear them batting all over the place. It's crazy. And they just stick up for Biden. It's insane. But I'm really looking forward to November. And I don't understand all this business of trying to get Senator Hoeven out of there. He's doing an excellent job, in my opinion. So, lastly, I just want to tell Kevin that chicken Popeye hot dish is going to taste really good, followed up by a nice cohiba.
Yeah, you keep talking, monkey boy. Yeah, keep clucking. Not happening.
what did I miss here, for crying out loud?
We have a bet.
Yeah, no kidding.
We have a bet that in Detroit Lakes area, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, that the ice will be out after May 1st. I know better. So Tobias is going to be making us some jambalaya or some gumbo. He's a heck of a cook.
When you said chicken pot pie, I instantly thought of Petroserve USA. Yeah.
We'll see, buddy.
Specials today, baked cod and pollock fillets in Glendon, fish sandwiches, 12th Avenue and I-29. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. Fish fry basket in Hardwick.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, days and weeks. but it's hard to tell. But it will come down, and it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The rest of the specials today at PetroServe USA, fish and fries in Valley City or the Salisbury Steak, Harwood three-piece fish fry basket or tater tot hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, fried or baked chicken or fish sandwich, fish sandwich 12th Avenue and I-29, chicken fettuccine also an option there, fish sandwich at MP Avenue, and my personal favorite, baked cod and pollock filet in Glendon.
Well, fish fry on Friday.
There you go.
Still in Lent.
So. PetroServe USA. Friday also is the personal pepperoni pizza deal with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99. And any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month long. What a deal right there. 49 cents. Pop, coffee, cappuccino, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, a few texts we'll knock on, then back to the phones. Hoven in caps. All right. A little straw poll we're doing today. Tomorrow, Republicans gather. And the only real race that they'll decide, well, there's two things now that are emerging. One, a battle over the rules. And some are suggesting a rule change that is different than state law about how candidates are endorsed and whether the convention you do that, or whether the primary does that. It's just it's a little battle. I take it to mean that some people don't believe that the convention was going to turn out as they liked. And these are folks that are backing Rick Becker, so therefore they're advocating for a rule change of the party tomorrow. So there'll be that drama, and then there's the actual race for the endorsement for the United States Senate spot between Rick Becker and John Hoven. So we had a little poll question today. Who should get that nomination? Who gets your vote? 800-228-0550. Texas says, Scott, you can say you oppose the processing plan north of Grand Forks, but yet you support Hoven, who's in favor of it. I don't get it. I don't know that John Hoven's in favor of that either. That process has got a lot to do. I applaud Mayor Brandon Bochensky and the whole city council out there, because despite all the noise on this, they said something very clear. If at any point there's a national security concern over that plant, hard stop, it won't happen. It's not going to happen for that reason alone. Separately from that, there's enough signatures to say, let us vote on it if you think differently than that. So it's been solved. Becker makes AOC sound like Mother Teresa. Not sure what that means. Can anybody decipher that for me?
But nothing. Yeah. I don't have my translator with me here, so.
Texter says, I've said it many times, I'm less interested in the way they talk and more concerned about the results they have. Fully support Hoven. Texter says, listen to the callers, quit campaigning for Hoven. I'm telling you, I never cease to be amazed at how whiny some people are. It's just unbelievable. It's really conduct unbecoming conservatives. Be who you're for.
make the case for them, stop whining. You guys know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like unbelievable. I mean, are you going to read all the texts? Stop it.
If your point was strong enough, you wouldn't need to stand on something like that.
Just stop with the whining.
Make your point and let it stand on its own merits. What's wrong with that?
And in case you've been confused about the What's On Your Mind edict, all opinions are welcome. I give mine. I welcome yours. That's why we call it What's On Your Mind. Okay? Breathe. But it's sort of a thing with this crowd. I know they don't get their way, and then it's like the rules are got to be changed, or you know, we've been aggrieved, or you know, whatever. Just put your big boy and big girl pants on and be who you're for and make the case to others, and that's called America. Texter says District 33 needs Senator Jessica Unruh Bell. She is the heartbeat of coal country, as well as Anna Novak for House. All right. Old bank of calls, so let's get back to it here. Who has waited the longest? Fred and Wing, by golly. Fred, what's on your mind today?
Well, I tell you what, I do not want to be called a whiner, so I will be very close and to the point. If we want to honor Mike Lindell, we should do two things. We should expose the what happened. We should have on your show, Scott, you should have a... Should have the machines right here in North Dakota looked into and have the guys on so we can ask them questions on your show like you do so well. And we probably should vote for Becker because he at least did say that what Mike Lindell found out is a bad thing and it should be investigated. And Hovind and Kramer just said, we got to move on. And that's what I see people being really mad about. It's kind of like your interview with Dr. Carson yesterday. You ask him a lot of softball questions. I mean, you never got asked about if they're giving them hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin now in the hospital. All these people that are coming out of it, Scott. I mean, we got to be. I don't think we're sounding like whiners when some of these people are not treating us right, and these doctors are all in cahoots with this thing. And the vaccine, it said right in its own explanation, did not prevent COVID-19. And he said that's why we don't have it anymore. I mean, we just...
I think he said that natural immunity, his argument is, and again, he's the president of Sanford Health Bismarck. So you'd expect that. From him, because healthcare in general, every apparatus of healthcare at the establishment level has said they believe vaccines to be the most effective. He's a doctor. He's going to give his opinion. He also said natural immunity was there. To the extent that he didn't get asked the questions you want, did you call yesterday, Fred, to ask him anything?
I would like to, but I was on the road, couldn't do it. But
Then, don't give me the raspberries. Call. He had questions that we asked. He had texts and questions that he was asked. So, no whining allowed today. Bob and Jamestown, you got a minute to go.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I went to two district meetings. They're not fun to go to anymore. Been doing this a long time. Work with the ag industry a little bit, and ag is number one, and energy in North Dakota are really important to us, our economies, and... both district meetings was asked. Mr. Becker said he was against the farm bill. Well, now then, since he's taken some heat, he's retracted. Well, that's dishonesty as far as I'm concerned. So, of course, with that said, I'm going to go with John Hovind. But Scott, you and I are a little older than the rest of the group here. We remember George Bush the first, and I'm worried about what happens if this fight lingers to November and we have a Republican and an independent. How did Ross Perot make George Bush number one look? Not so good. Bill Clinton was elected president. I'd hate to see North Dakota have one vote at the U.S. Senate taken away and Democrats 51 seats and the Republicans 49. We're 50-50 now. We can't afford this split. And now this rule change coming, it's going to be chaos tomorrow. Can't do it. They can't do it, but they're behind, so they want to do it. So I'm voting for John Hovind.
I do think we got to be careful about where we expend our energy. And I get it. It's a super frustrating time for all of us. You know, you just open your eyes and say, are you kidding me? Is this happening on so many fronts? So I understand it. I get it. I think you want somebody to scream and holler and do something, right? We have big challenges. There's no doubt about it. But if we're really concerned about what is done about it, you need somebody that has a record of doing something about it. You mentioned ag and energy. Again, you know, you got one candidate saying, crop insurance, thumbs down. But try that out for size in the ag community right now. Or the energy battles. Those are two massive industries for North Dakota. And if you go to the people that represent those industries, overwhelmingly they're going to tell you, when we have a problem, we go to Hovind, Kramer, Armstrong, they fight for us. I've heard this over and over again from, you mentioned ag and energy, but people in the military and the defense contractor world. Right now, Grand Forks has an incredible thing going on in the UAS space, and you've got Northrop Grumman there, you've got General Atomics there. You ask them, why are you here? Well, actually, there's no other state where we get mountains moved by the congressional delegation like happened here. It's just reality. You know, that's going to cause some people to say, oh, you're carrying the water. No, I'm just telling you what I believe and what I see and what I hear. And you've said that well. So there is screaming and hollering and making us feel good, and then there's actually 3 yards in a cloud of dust, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and getting things done. So I, long way of saying, I agree with you and appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see who is next. Mike and Mandan. Mike, go.
Hey, Scott, how you doing? Hey, fellas. Say, Omega, I appreciate the fact that Mr. Becker threw his hat in the ring. It's a good thing. I like Rick, too, but Bowman's my man, and he's done a lot for this state, and mostly because my real president endorsed him. So that's why I'm going with him.
Donald Trump endorsed. All right, Mike, thank you for that. And you know what? I agree with you on Rick Becker. I'm glad that there's a race. I'm glad that people have a choice. I'm glad we're having a debate. That's great. I also think you need Rick Beckers. You need people that are doggone bone for conservative principles, because it makes everybody. I'm not saying that anybody should have a layup here. The question is, you got a choice. Which one gets it done? Mike Bismarck, go. Are you there, Mike?
Hey, Scott. I'm a strong pro-life conservative. I don't support Rick Becker because in the past he voted pro-choice. And so is he pro-choice or is he a flip-flop politician? You know what I mean? I want John Hovind to keep fighting for us, Scott. I just don't trust this Rick Becker guy, and I don't think anyone else should trust him either.
All right. Appreciate the call. I'm going to get to as many as we can here. Jamie Bismarck, go.
Hey, good morning. You said that we're not going to get our ways and we want to change the rules. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm voting for Becker. You had Hovind on, and a fine example of why I'm not going to vote for John Hovind on Saturday. I've been hearing him and Kevin Kramer talk about securing this border for how long. Democrats break the rules, quit building the border wall. I bring it up, let's just do what they do and build it anyways. And then you come up with this, we're conservatives. We need to follow the rules. They're not following the rules. I want somebody in there who's going to play by their dirty tactics and do what needs to get done. And I believe that's what Rick Becker will do. Hovind doesn't have the cojones to do that. He's too nice of a guy.
All right,
I'll
Jamie.
See you on Civic Center, Scott.
All right, sir. Appreciate the call. 16 before the top of the hour. Straw poll. Which of these horses for the U.S. Senate get it done and represent you? Let us know. We'll continue. One final segment on the straw poll coming up next. Great conversation today. Thank you, folks. More after this.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II. And Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war, and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should, too. Start watching today.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from MD Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Then Patriot Mobile is for you, the folks that are mobilizing freedom, now more than ever. It is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every single dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So make the switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with Flag Family. They make this so easy. They do everything for you. Great customer service. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. Call them at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Andrew and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind for our question of the day. 800-228-0550. Last chance to get in here in this segment. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go, Andrew.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this today. I'm going to be at convention tomorrow, and I will be supporting Senator John Hoeven again. I'm glad we're talking about agriculture. I think it's really funny that when Rick Becker was on Joel Heitkamp, he couldn't even tell him the price of corn or soybeans. So that seems like someone that's not really in touch with who they want to represent. And, yeah, when I'm there tomorrow, I'm going to, you know, vote for the rules as proposed. And Perry Schaefer is going to be the chairman. So there we go.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are following this other than maybe the delegates, but there is how would you explain it, Andrew? What is the debate over the rules, whether to allow the Republican Party to make its own rules and follow state law, otherwise to change the rules to say that the convention doesn't matter and we'll settle this in June? Is that basically what's happening?
Well, it just seems like people are upset that they're behind and they want to change the rules to try to win. That's exactly what the Democrats did in the last election.
Yeah. That's how I assess it from afar. If anybody else has a different view, love to hear it. Andrew, appreciate the call. Thank you. Forgot to mention this earlier, but it was a call yesterday for Senator Hoeven that we didn't get to, that I promised to get an answer on, and Senator Hoeven's office has answered. It had to do with the ATF, and here's the answer we got from Senator Hoeven's office. Number one, strong support of the Second Amendment. Number two, pushing back on attempts by the Biden administration and ATF to infringe on our constitutional right to bear arms. The senator is waiting for answers that he's asked for from ATF regarding recent actions that prevent law-abiding citizens from creating and owning suppressors, as well as reports that ATF has been sending threatening letters and trying to reclassify solvent traps and forced reset triggers. So there's your answer. The senator strongly supports the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment. So passing that along, exactly how it came from Senator Hoeven's office. Texter says, my vote is staying with Senator Hoeven. Contrary to what people say, I feel like he's absolutely working for all North Dakotans. Texter says, Scott, you do not read the whole text. I sent a text yesterday and you read half. How many texts did we have yesterday, Todd?
Took seven.
We could have read that high.
It was a lot.
We could have read a text and done a three-hour show with just the text. So, yeah, honestly, it's there's no rhyme or reason to it. If I see it, I say it, and sometimes I'll shorten them if they're long just to get to all of them. Again, it sounds like, can you change the rules because I'm not winning? I mean, my gosh, send it again rather than send a text whining about it. Oh, folks, and look, I share your frustration. Everything ticks you off right now. It does. It's hard not to be constantly frustrated, but we got to be happy warriors in this battle. We just got to continue to lean in. This is why we pray. Absolutely is. John, driving through Page, North Dakota, with a comment for us. John, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Radio Graffiti Day today. You got a minute.
I don't know exactly about what the rules changed, but I wrote the first time Kramer ran for representative, he didn't get the nomination at the convention. So he went to a primary campaign and election in June or whenever it was. So if that's the changing rules that you're talking about, it's already been done. It's already been done by Kevin Kramer.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Don't you remember that?
No, I remember it very well. And it was a great example of, I love the primary. I love that people can have a say and they can decide whether they agree with the Republican Party faithful or they want to go a different direction. What they're talking about is changing those rules so there wouldn't be an endorsing convention and it wouldn't matter. There'd just be the election in November. So we'll ask Kevin Kramer about it coming up here, John. Okay?
Okay.
So,
yep.
Scott and Mandan, go ahead. You're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. You have it a little bit wrong on what the proposed rule change would do, and it would make it a nomination out of the convention, and so that it would actually make the primary not relevant so that somebody couldn't lose the Republican delegate vote at the convention and go on to win the primary. And so the thinking is that Becker is going to have a lot of support at the convention. And I believe the intent with the rule change is to prevent Hoeven then from coming in and winning the primary. So that's the idea. But the rules, the thing people have to understand is there's a state law that dictates the primary and
changing the Republican Party convention rules would not change state law. So I agree the state law needs to be changed, but these last-minute proposed rule changes are not legal, and they don't conform with Republican Party bylaws, Article 10. So
yeah, there's a pesky thing called the state law.
I
appreciate you clarifying that, Scott. Not immersed in these rules. We'll talk more about it with Senator Craver coming up, too, on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.